Okay, so Nicole, thank you so much for bringing up RAM Connect and mentoring. We're so lucky to have today with us a member of the same mentoring program you're involved with. And we were talking, Eliana, about RAM Connect. So we thought that's a perfect time to bring you in so you could share your experiences with us and how the mentoring program has benefited you. But first, tell us your name, who you are, what you
Who's
do.
Who's Eliana?
Okay, my name is Eliana Kostakis. I'm a junior at Fordham Lincoln Center. I'm studying English and journalism. I'm a student journalist as of right now, so I cover stuff for this school paper. I do a lot of work with the journalism department. And I joined the mentorship, actually, because of you. You had mentioned it while we were working. You had brought it up. And then I remember, I believe I asked Kevin, who is like my boss. And then I went to you and you said, oh yeah, just fill this out, do this. I filled it out, I did the application. You and my coworkers were so kind enough to help me like find out who is best for me. And my time with the mentorship program has been absolutely amazing.
Tell us about your mentor.
Okay, my mentor is Inez Paganuzzi. She works at NBC4 New York, which is a dream place to work at. She does a lot of producing, a lot of news planning, so she's constantly finding the next news story to be covered. It was very kind of her to let me shadow her, actually, back in January, which was just an amazing opportunity. I was able to visit NBC, and I was able to quite literally see every single aspect of what they do. I was in control rooms, production rooms. I helped hand like scripts to anchors. It was absolutely amazing. I even got to go all around the building with no supervision, but I was able to see so many different things, and that's actually when I realized that that is where I want to work. And so I told Ines that I was very passionate when I got there. I told her I want to work here. She told me what to put on my resume, like how it should look, how it should be formatted, cover letter, everything. She read it, she reviewed it, and then she helped me go through the application process. And she was just so kind enough to help me throughout that. And now I have a summer internship at Shop Today, which is part of NBC and part of the Today Show, which is absolutely amazing and a complete dream come true.
Excellent. That's a great story. Just to expound upon that a little bit, while Eliana was there shadowing, one of the anchors sent me a selfie of him and Eliana. And he told me you pretended you didn't know who I was, but that's something we can talk about.
I did not do that. I was very like, Jerry and I are like this. I see him every day.
And Nicole, you're really involved with the mentorship program. How do you think Eliana's experience translates? Does everyone have an experience like that? Or is it because of Eliana and her passion and drive to have that experience?
Yeah, I think that everyone's experience is probably different. I think you had Jerry in your corner, which is fantastic. And I think what you described is so ideal when it comes to like a mentorship experience. One of the things I love about my involvement is I've reached a point in my career where honestly, there's no greater gift than being helpful to as many people as I can. And I was at an event a couple of weeks ago and someone said it so well. She said that she almost organizes one's like trajectory, career trajectory in three segments. And folks that are like in the final third of their, career. I don't know if it's the final third for me. I'm not really sure. But they want nothing more than to help folks that are in the first, part, right? Mm-hmm. You're seeking, they're aspiring, they're trying to figure out, where they're going to land. And so I love it so much. I think one, a mentee gets out of a mentorship experience what they do put into it. And so your drive and just hearing you talk about your experience tells me a lot, right? And so your interest and your drive, I think, is a part of like why you've had such a meaningful experience. And so that's just wonderful.
Did you have, Eliana, if I can ask, did you have any previous experiences working with mentors? Or was this the first? And, you know, what generally, what precautions, what concerns, if any, how did you say, I'm going to do this? And as maybe, you know, it might have been a little awkward for you at first, but how'd you get involved and say, I'm going to do this and I'm going to take advantage of it, to Nicole's point, mm-hmm. and put some effort in?
Mm-hmm. So actually, I had reached out to an alumni who mm-hmm. worked on the school paper and also worked at NBC. It was very brief conversations. It wasn't like a mentorship at all, but they did advise me to search for something like that at Fordham. They told me, reach out to alumni, reach out, see if there's a mentorship program. They actually told me to do that. And honestly, I had originally joined this program with a little bit of like haste, just because I was a little bit worried. I was like, what if maybe they don't see that I'm like passionate about it? Maybe we don't click, because sometimes it happens. You don't click with people.
Sure.
But that was really the only like, I'm a little bit worried about this. I'm kind of like, I don't know. That was really just it. But I told her, like, I really want to work in the news industry, the media and entertainment industry. That is my goal. She actually helped me come up with like our first meeting, a literal plan on what I want out of this program, what I can do within the program, what she can do for me, and what I can do for her or with her. And that is, after we created that plan, that is when we started planning, like, I'm gonna shadow, I'm going to contact this person, she's gonna put me in contact with this person. So it was just overall like, we had to make a plan, and we just sat down and spoke to each other and said what we wanted out of this. So
do you feel like you have more confidence now?
100%. I actually have never said this before out loud, but I had thoughts of completely quitting.
No, you're saying it.
You're saying it. Saying it. To a lot of people,
yeah.
Hopefully.
But I had doubts, actually, with my industry. I was thinking, honestly, of quitting. If I'm being honest, I was getting to that point where I was like, maybe I just can't make it in this industry. Maybe that's it. Maybe journalism truly isn't for me. But then once I actually spoke to Inez, I realized, wait, I can't give up on this. Like, she's clearly trying to help me. Clearly trying to make this happen for me. I have to see this through, and I have to do this. So.
Yeah, and as somebody who sees Eliana 2 or 3 times a week, maybe even more some weeks, I knew the day that she spoke to Inez without knowing.
Yeah.
Because a totally different person came into the Career Center with a big smile, and not that Eliana wasn't great before that day, but it was a totally new Eliana that came to school that day.
Yeah, I mean, do you, to your point and that experience, do you think other students are feeling in their journey the same way? And what would you say to them? I mean, to experience something that you've experienced.
I truly believe a lot of students are feeling the way that I have felt. I know people that have told me, like, hey, I'm actually giving up on this. And my advice to them is, contact whoever you can possibly contact. Please cold email. It does not hurt. Go to your career center. See what you can do. See what programs you could join. See what events you could join. Honestly, I never thought like something I could join something like this. I never thought it was going to like happen. So I feel that the best thing you could do is reach out and don't be afraid.
100%.
The worst thing you could hear is no, but even then, keep going. Please do not give up, because had I given up, I would not have an internship at NBC. I would not have the confidence I have currently, and I would have never met like such amazing people who are in my corner, who are advocating for me and encouraging me to go for more and go after more like jobs, more internships, et cetera, everything.
So let me ask you a hypothetical question. In 5 years, will you come back and you think you would like to be a mentor?
100%. 100%. I tell students constantly that I know who are younger than me, because I'm part of the HEOP program, which is the Higher Educational Opportunity Program, which is like a state financial assistance program for school. And I constantly tell them, join whatever you can. If you need anything, let me know. If you want to know more about the Career Center, please email me, call me, text me. I'm here to help you. I want you to feel the same way that I've been feeling these last few months, because I have so much confidence, and I am not afraid of the future as much as I used to be now.
You're mentoring now. And I love that. And I think mentorship can show up in so many different ways. I was talking earlier with Jerry and Bill about, you know, great bosses that I have, some of which I consider to be mentors, including because I had one great one that stands out that saw in me things that I didn't see in myself. And some of the things that you described, like, you know, just brief conversations. Sometimes in those moments, there's mentorship happening. There's advice, right, that's happening. Peers can be, you know, peer mentors, right? And then, of course, you know, having a formal, long-lasting relationship like the one that it seems like you've been developed, a meaningful one that you've developed with Inez, is another form. So, yeah. So it's actually music to my ears to hear you describe your experience as well as the advice that you're giving to other students, because it's resonates so much with me because it's similar to what I would say to students.
You know, Ileana, just building on that, we're almost in internship season. We're sitting here, it's whatever, April 8th, 9th, what is it, 9th today, right? Mm-hmm. You start in late May, June?
June. Yes.
Talk to us, or talk to really students that are about to start this very core, critical 10 weeks. What are you doing to prepare? And how do you want to show up when you hit the floor at NBC? What are you thinking about?
So actually, one of the first things I did was I let everyone who I know who works at NBC know that I got an internship there. They immediately put me in contact with even more people.
Network.
Yep. And they now told me, like, I'm setting up coffee chats, I'm setting up lunches for when I get there. My mentor was lovely enough to actually put me in touch with a producer when I get there who works at Today, so that I can actually learn even more and like grasp even more skills and information. And I've just been trying to stay in contact with people I know who work there, making sure that I'm getting to know some interns, other interns and former interns on LinkedIn. But other than that, I've just been trying to contact as many people as I possibly can and trying to just get prepared, get excited for my internship, because I'm very excited to be there and I'm excited to do more work there and actually be there every day instead of just once. So,
is it something where maybe, this is presumptive, you could get a return offer after this internship, or you're not sure, or would that be a goal, or you have to figure it out?
That is a goal of mine. I have been in talks with people. I'm hoping to get some kind of return offer or some kind of entry-level position, hopefully. But again, you have to speak to a lot of people. You have to network. Networking is truly key, especially in the entertainment industry. I would not be where I am without networking. I would not know as many people as I do without networking, which is why I always say, please email, text, call whoever you possibly can. Please just do it. No matter how anxious and scared you are, it's so worth it.
So, Nicole, we share that passion, as we've talked about. But it's interesting. There's a distinction here. There's networking to get the job. And then there's incremental networking when you show up, right?
That's right.
I mean, Nicole, what have you seen? What do people do, this gets a little bit to personal brand and showing up, when they show up at an internship or a job, to distinguish themselves, and to your point, Ileana, build coffee chats, whatever, inside the organization.
Yeah, yeah, I love this conversation about networking. I was at a, I was on a panel recently at my graduate school, and one of the other panelists was advising the students to treat their LinkedIn like their dating app. You know, so be all over it. But I was like, okay. but I think sort of internally, it's everything that you're doing already, which is so cool. You know, it's not being afraid to make connections with, you know, key people that maybe you admire or that are maybe working in roles that you aspire, you know, to learn more about. I think it's everything that you're doing, which is fantastic. I think events, right? So at our organization, Graham, one of the things that we encourage a lot is that staff become involved in our staff engagement activities. When we you know, gave folks a half day off and said, we're gonna take you to the movies, we want people to show up, right? Because in those moments, you're making connections.
Yeah.
And there's sort of like, you know, you're also, you know, not only focused on the job, but the job is important, but also building and becoming a part of community is especially important. So whatever, you know, sort of options like that are made available to interns, we want interns to soak that up And so I would highly recommend that, you know, take advantage of everything that's there, connections, resources, events, you know, ways to continue to show up.
So one of the things we spoke about was that you felt like there were so many resources and services available that your colleagues never take advantage of, students never take advantage of. And I'll tell you, this all sounds so simple and so easy for Eliana, but I've seen her in the Career Center with different counselors and coaches, preparing for interviews, fixing her resume. It wasn't just a networking event for Eliana. It was the overall preparation which built confidence, right? Which is what we always talk about. But Eliana, what did you mean that students just don't take advantage of this stuff?
I've noticed some of my peers will be too afraid to attend events or to attend networking events, or they just don't really know where to start, or they just don't want to do it or don't want to go, which is why I say, please just go. Literally, even if you don't have a blazer, you don't think you're dressed correctly for the event, just go. It's so much more worth it to just go. I was, thanks to Kevin, like my boss, at the Career Center, he helped me get onto a panel, which was like full of alumni who work at NBC. And I was very lucky to MC that entire panel. And I advised almost everyone I knew, people who weren't even involved in journalism. Mm. If you were involved in finance, I still said, just come see, like go to the event, just see what we can do, see what kind of events we throw and put on. And a lot of them were just very, oh, I'm not sure if this is for me, I'm not sure how to speak to employers, I'm not sure how to do this, I'm not sure how to do that. And I was like, just be present.
Just
you don't have
present.
To speak to everybody. You can simply just listen. Even just listening, you could learn something, you can meet someone, or the person sitting next to you, you could speak to them. You don't know what they do or who they know. It's worth it to just go and be present, be there.
Absolutely. I think about the speed networking event that the Career Center at Fordham hosted, and I went at the Rose Hill campus. It was phenomenal. And I could tell, of course, there were students that were in different spots, that were some of that were nervous, but they were present, you know, to your point. And I think every one of those conversations, you know, would have helped to build confidence. Because if you could get through the first one, the second one isn't, you know, quite so bad, right? And they had their notebooks and they're connecting on LinkedIn. And, you know, a lot of them actually that I met at the networking event, they still keep in touch with me. You know, they reach out, can we have a chat, or do you have internship opportunities? But just being present was the first step. So I agree.
That's great. So what's next for Eliana? Because you are a junior.
Yes, I'm very excited to be a senior. I'm the first person in my family to get a degree, so I'm honestly really, really excited to finally get my degree. And moving forward, I'm hoping to continue interning at NBC in the fall and throughout the school year, and hopefully working there when I graduate. I told everyone this right after the day I shadowed. I was like screaming around the Career Center. I was like running around the office.
You're so excited.
I was like, this is the place for me. And I felt it when I was there. I felt it in my like soul, in my gut, everything. That is where I'm supposed to be working. That is where I'm meant to be. Like, I'm meant to have an office in there. Like, I'm meant to be there. And so I'm really hoping that the stars align, I will be there, hopefully when I graduate, continuing working at Today, hopefully, producing wonderful news, and hopefully just meeting more amazing people and being around such a large community of journalists.
And we're going to be working together to make sure that they can't say no.
Yes.
I'm rooting for you.
Thank you.
Yeah.
So we've got to wrap in a minute or two. Nicole, we want to say thank you to you for coming today and sharing some wisdom about getting started and the journey of readiness around career. And it gives us an opportunity, Jerry Wright, for future sessions to go deep on some of these topics. And Eliana, you've given us the insight, the perseverance, the confidence you build. You showed up, right?
Mm-hmm.
And it paid dividends. And if you're a freshman or a sophomore out there, listen, because that's the reality. You got to jump in the game, right?
100%.
Jump in the game and build the confidence going forward. That's that's key. And Jerry, I would say as we wrap, what can we tell our hopefully podcast friends out there, what's coming next and how do we set this up?
We'll be booking more guests, we'll be covering more topics, and we ask you to go to our website, spillingthecareertea.com.
There you go.
Where you'll find an opportunity to submit questions that Bill and I will happily answer in future episodes.
Thanks, guys. This has been awesome.
Thank you
and
so
we
much.
Appreciate you getting our podcast series off and running. Thanks again.
Thank you for
having us. Thank you very much.